So Bailey, how's the break been? And looking forward to getting back into it and getting amongst it.
Yeah, been really relaxing. It's always good to have some time off, but sort of got to that point of the break where you're ready to get back into it and you start itching and start missing footy. So, yeah, really excited to be back here and getting back into it.
You set different goals for your second season in the AFL than you would have had for your first season?
I think early days, being so early in the pre-season, really it's like round one still so far away. It's just more immediate than that, just looking to get back on the track, get the body feeling healthy again, and just look to improve something every session.
How were you physically by the end of the season? Because you played a lot of footy.
Yeah, physically my body actually held up not too bad. I was pretty happy with the way I was able to recover and get up for every game. It was probably more the mental side where I felt the fatigue. It's a long season, and I sort of started to feel the grind towards the latter end of the season. So. Good to get that mental refresher over off season, have some time off.
Is that a product of getting jobs, do you think, most weeks? Like you were an accountable mid sometimes or a defensive forward sometimes. Does that put some extra physical and mental stress on you?
Not necessarily. I think it's more just the AFL environment, and being a young kid and you go into a full-time job for the first time in your life, it's a challenge for anyone who's transitioning into that sort of employment. So. I think it's just more that predictable challenge of fronting up every day and getting used to that side of working.
How different is the midfield likely to look next year? Obviously no Lockie, but Reece Conk is around and Travis Collier is around, and people think that Connor Blakely will go in there and maybe Stephen Hill might be more available and spend more time on that.
Yeah, well Lockie's obviously a loss, but I think, as you said, with the couple of new blokes coming in, and then she'll got Aaron running around and Fifey as well. So I think we'll still be really strong as a midfield group, and having Andy and Adam as well running through there will give a bit of youth, hopefully. So I think we'll look to keep improving.
Andy? Sorry, one more. Is that where you expect to play next year? Do you think you'll be in the midfield?
I'll go wherever Ross puts me. Hopefully I'll be in the team, and if I can get a run through the midfield, that'd be awesome.
Your exit interview with Ross, how did he assess your first season?
Yeah, I think it was pretty positive overall. Probably played more games than what I was expecting, what he was expecting. So that's always a positive as a young player, getting those games under your belt. So he was, he was pretty positive with the whole year, and got a couple of little bits and pieces to improve on here and there.
Do you want to continue that lockdown role, or would you like to develop in other areas for season two?
I think what playing that lockdown role gives me is that versatility where Ross can play me forward, can play me through the midfield as a normal midfielder, or he can put me in there as a more lockdown role. So having that versatility helps me get selected every week. So if I can keep developing all these different roles, then it adds more strings to my bow and hopefully keeps me in the team.
Talk about the physical toll, but the mental side, how do you get away from football in the off-season? How do you sort of, I guess, regenerate and recharge?
Yeah, just having some time off and not having to get up every morning. And I went up north as well, up to Broome. Obviously got family up there, and that's where I grew up. So it's good to get away from Perth and spend some time up there with family and with the country up there is pretty awesome as well. So it's good to get away from that.
Was there any part of AFL footy that took you by surprise, Bailey, that any part of it was different to what you expected to expect?
It's probably that mental side. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting to be physically challenged, but I wasn't necessarily expecting that mental challenge. So coming into my second year, I suppose the first part of meeting any challenge is being prepared for it and expecting it. So hopefully we'll be much better at that this year.
Do you feel like you're ready for season two now with all those mental challenges?
Yeah, very excited to get back into it, as I said, and hopefully it's a big year for me and for us as a club as well.
What part of your game do you think can go to another level that takes you to another level as a player?
I think the endurance side of it, being able to run out games and just take that to a next level and come build my body so it's more of an AFL footballer's body, not so much of that kid coming through. Just hardening up and that side of it.
Have you grown since you were drafted?
Yeah, I think I've grown a couple of centimetres, so that would be nice if that continues.
What about kilos? Put a kilo?
Yeah, put a couple on, just sort of as a product of being in the system and going to the gym so frequently, and with our strength and conditioning staff as well, with the support that they provide us as well.
So how tall are you and how heavy are you?
I'm about 190 and 90 kilos at the moment.
And what was the difference when you first started? What were you weighing in at?
I was probably just over 85.
Is it, you said you wanted to build the body. Have you been doing that in the off-season as well? Has that just been the progression from season one, as you say, the weights and the natural program?
Yeah, we've got our program that we follow through the off-season, just to make sure we're maintaining our fitness and we can come back into it here and hit the ground running. So I've been doing that program over the off-season, and it's just about getting those kilometres in your legs, and you see that natural improvement as a result.
Many of the young guys are in that sort of race to build the body and whack on the kilos to hopefully progress their career and fast track it. Are you in that same boat, or do you hope, being a mature age recruit, that it's hopefully some of that's already been done, the groundwork for it?
Yeah, I think that year at Claremont really prepared me in that regard. Already had that year of senior footy where you can start to build that base, and I think I was sort of able to see the rewards of that last year with being able to play so many games and having the body hold up so well even late in the season.
Just on the draft coming up, it's been a pretty crazy year for you. Do you think back, it's not even been a full year, but you played 20 games now, elevated to the senior list. Do you think back and think it does feel a bit surreal?
Yeah, it is a bit unreal. The fact that it's been less than a year is amazing, because it sort of feels like so much has happened, but then at the same time it's gone through pretty quick. So definitely unreal, but I've got a couple of mates going through the draft process at the moment, and you can sort of see the same tensions building in them that you remember from the last couple of years, and it's an exciting time for plenty of young blokes out there.
What's your advice to those guys, especially the ones that maybe missed out a couple of drafts and then they've seen what you've done being picked up in the rookie draft?
Yeah, I suppose the big one is just about managing expectations. Don't get your hopes up too high, because at the end of the day you might have to rebound from that disappointment. So if you can try stay fairly level, and then if it happens, that's awesome and that's a massive bonus, but if it doesn't, then being prepared to go back and keep working for it.
Do you have a view on the best way in? Like, we saw second tier have a really good draft in your year. You came in, Zach, yep. Langdon, does Tim Kelly, so he's a guys. But we're looking at a mid-season rookie draft next year as well, where players will be coming into the system maybe after doing a waffle pre-season. Do you have a view as to what is the best way in? That, like, you were able to start pre-season with the team, yep, and do a full pre-season?
Yeah, I haven't looked too closely at how the rookie draft mid-season and that would work. I think there's certain blokes, like someone like Tim, could have come in, I reckon, halfway through the season, because he's that bit older, and he was putting such a good season together as well. But I'm sure the strength and conditioning staff at all the clubs are really, really switched on, and it'd just be another set of challenges for them to be able to get those blokes up every week. So it may be a little bit more difficult, but in saying that, a waffle pre-season is challenging in itself, and it sets you up really well. So there would be challenges there, but I can imagine it working.
Have you had a chance to meet most of your new teammates, and is there anyone in particular that you're looking forward to linking up with?
Yeah, I've met Jesse and Rory. Have both been around the club, so I've met both of them. Haven't met the other two, but Rory seems like a ripping bloke, and seeing him running around, he looks super fit and ready to go, so it'll be exciting to see him and hopefully have him clunking some marks this year.
Do you think that sort of a change to the forward line is something that the fans should be excited about?
Yeah, well, you got two absolute superstars of the competition coming in, both really strong overhead and with their own strengths, and I think any time when you add a couple of guns to your team, it's a bonus, and I think that's something that fans can really, really look forward to, and it's something that we as a club as well, like playing groups, really looking forward to playing with these blokes and training with these blokes.